Okay, basically, what I wanted to do was to give you the gospel in a nutshell. I want to talk to you about the gospel, about Jesus, but I need a volunteer, and I need a volunteer with a 5p piece. So if you've got a 5p piece, then what I'd like you to do is hold it up in the air for me. Anybody with a 5p piece? Any young people out there with a 5p piece? Come on, you know you have. It's a good thing to volunteer for. Have we got someone over there? Yeah, come on, why don't you come over here with me? No? Oh, it's so easy in other times. Okay, we got a young lady over here. Fantastic. Come on, why don't you come over? You got a 5p, have you? And you want to hold that up for me? Show everybody, what's your name?
Lizzie.
Lizzie, that was my name when I was a little girl. That's nice. Okay, now Lizzie, you've got 5p there. And what I'd like you to do is I want to know if you want to swap it for what I've got in my hand. Now, I want you to think carefully, because I could have anything in here. I could have a squashed frog. It's true. It's true. I could have a snail. I could have a portal to another dimension where everybody flies and smells of onions. Probably not that one. I could have an old snotty tissue because Ruth had a cold quite a lot this last week. Now, you've got 5p. Do you want to exchange that 5p for what I have in my hand? What do you think she should do? Look in the box. What do you want to do, Lizzie?
I'm not sure. Swap.
She's going to swap. Are you sure? Okay.
5p? That 5p is now mine. I've licked it. In this hand, what have we got? The £5 note, that is yours.
See, I told you it was worth volunteering. Now I need another volunteer. It's always easier to get the second volunteer. I do need another volunteer. Have we got, yes, go on, why come up here with me? And tell everybody what your name was?
Anya.
Was, is?
Anya.
Anya, fantastic. Now, Anya, I need you to help me with something. Are you going to be okay to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, Anya, here I have an empty plastic bag. Okay? Now, what I want you to do is I'm going to give you 60 seconds in a minute, and you're going to run around here, and I want you to collect rubbish from every person that's got rubbish here. So if you've got a bit of rubbish, then what I want you to do is hold it up in the air. If we can have the scoreboard, this countdown that's not going to work ready. Oh, we can see some horrible rubbish out there. There's your plastic bag, okay? Now we're going to get the scoreboard. We're going to wait for the scoreboard to actually start running, so there's the countdown to start running. And we've got some music, Bruce, have we? Let's hit the music. Is the countdown clock ready to go, Tim? No. It's not working very well, is it? Oh, dear. Are we okay? So do you know what you've got to do? You've got all of these people around here. You're going to collect their rubbish, put it in the bag, and come straight back here. Is that okay? Brilliant. Oh, you've got some rubbish. We got a fresh start there. There we go. Fantastic. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Where's Will?
Oh, it started! Oh my goodness! Can we start it again, or has it started? God, dear, it doesn't rain, it pours, does it? Right, are you ready? Start the music, and...
Where's Will?
You go for it, because that'll be here in a minute. Okay, make sure she gets all the rubbish she can. Fantastic. Okay, here we go. How's she doing? Get as much rubbish as she can. She's got 52 seconds. Okay. If she can't get to you, get to her. Get that rubbish in that bag. Get it nice and full. Brilliant. There's a lot of rubbish going on here. 3, 2, 1, stop! Oh, stop, where's me? Wow. You have done exceptionally well. Who'd have thought at a church meeting there would be quite so much rubbish? Wow, my goodness. Let's have a quick look in there. Just hold that for me. Open up. Right, what have we got? We've got... Who put that in? Snotty snot rag. Lovely. We've got someone who needs their fix, obviously. Costa, coffee going on there. We've got sweet wrappers. Where do they come from? Nobody knows. What have we got here? The less said about that, the better, I think. We'll put that straight back in. Fantastic. Have we got anything in here? Got any receipts for Christmas presents? No? Okay. Gift aid envelopes. Right. Fantastic. That is an awful lot of rubbish, isn't it? You've done very well there. Can you do me a favour? Can you just hold that up for me? Because what I want to say is, actually, this bag is a little bit like us. It's a little bit like our loves. Lives. Never buy your teeth from a catalogue. It's a little bit like our life. We fill it up with rubbish and gunk and all that stuff. And the more rubbish you get in, there's less space for any good stuff. Now, in just a second, Anya, you're going to have the chance to swap that bag of rubbish for this bag of goodies. Now, we've got all sorts in here. We've got Pringles. Ooh, come on. Work with me. We've got Pringles, we've got Bubble Kit. Don't get those mixed up. That'd be horrible. We've got a 10 cake selection box. We've got all sorts of things. We've got a DVD. I think it's Jaws or Aliens or something. Oh, it's a very, very Muppet Christmas movie. There we go. Jaws is better, but there we go. We'll see. Okay, so in a minute, you're going to get the chance to swap that bag of rubbish for this one. Do you want to do that? Are you sure? Really? Okay, well, we'll do that in a second, but for now, I'm just going to put this here. And I need you to hold that bag up for me again. This is what we do with our lives. And all of this rubbish in here, it gets in the way of us being friends with God. Because, you see, God is pure, and he is incredibly clean, and he can't be in the same place as rubbish. And so we block our chance to be a friendship with God by filling up with a little lie here, or with a little argument there with our friends, or something, or we just withhold our generosity and then it goes there, fantastic. And all before we know it, we've filled up our bag with rubbish. And there's no way that we can get rid of any of that ourselves. But you see, this is a problem. Because the rubbish, it comes with a consequence. And that consequence, in the Bible it says, is death. Because you can also say that rubbish is similar to sin. Sin and rubbish, we use the same words interchangeably now in this bit here. And it says the wages of sin is death. Not just physical death, although it does mean that as well, but death in your hope. Death in your laughter. Death in the places where, oh, you know, I've just got this empty feeling inside and nothing will fill it and I just feel dead and rotting. And actually, some of you are thinking, oh, no, I know God, it's fine, I'll be fine, thank you very much, I know all about this. But do you know what? It was people who knew God that Jesus turned around to and said, you lot are like painted tombs. You're beautiful and white on the outside, but inside it's rotting and dead. And sometimes that can happen to us. We can actually have this veneer on the outside, which says, actually everybody, I'm fine, thank you very much, but on the inside, there's not life. We're not living life to its full. We're not living life to the potential that God's got for us. It's just full of rubbish and muck and death and stench. Now, the problem is, like I said, we can't get rid of it. Some of you at the moment are sitting there thinking, this isn't very Christmassy. When's Father Christmas going to come in? When do we get to sit on that old bloke's knee and ask for presents? Rob Hayward is available at the end of the meeting for that. But the fact is, it is Christmassy. You see, actually God needed a plan to sort this rubbish out because he knew that we couldn't do it on our own. And God's plan was rather simple, really. He got someone else to take our place. These consequences, the consequence of all our rubbish and the punishment for all of our rubbish and all of our sin, he got someone else to take it for us. And that person's name was Jesus. And Christmas is the time where we celebrate the beginning of God's plan to save us. God's plan to make everything right. The beginning of that plan on earth, when it starts to happen. Jesus, I think you all know the story. Jesus was born in miraculous situations. He's the Son of God. He was born to the Virgin Mary. And you can't really talk about Christmas without talking about Easter. Because Easter is the end of that plan. It's the fruition. It's the point where that plan really does what it meant to do. Because when Jesus died on the cross at Easter time, he took all of this rubbish and all of the stuff that gets stuck inside of us and he got rid of it. He tied it up. Even the coffee cup, which is going to fall out, but it didn't. He tied up, got rid of all of it, and coffee went everywhere. But that's the way things happen sometimes. He got rid of all that. And instead, he exchanges it. He takes all of our sin and all of our shame and all of the things that we do wrong and all the things that we do that hurt other people and hurt God, and he takes it and he gets rid of it if we ask him to. And instead, he exchanges it for goodness. Not just 10 cake selection box, although that is good. But an amazing peace. The fact that you know that beyond anything, you are loved for who you are. Not for what you do, but for who you are. Just by being you, that's why God loves you, because you're you. No other reason. And he won't stop loving you. And he fills us up with his Holy Spirit, with his peace, with his joy. You're feeling pretty happy right now, aren't you? I bet you are. And that's the effect that God has on us. Give Annie a big round of applause. She's done fantastically. Thank you for helping me. Go and have a sit down. And Jesus said this in the Bible. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, let me bring it up to date a bit. If I'm a Man United supporter and Leeds win the FA Cup, then I don't get to be excited. I don't get to share in the excitement. I don't get to share in the party. I don't get to share in the victory. I don't get to share in everything that that means, because I'm a Man United supporter and Leeds won the cup, and it's actually Leeds guys that have the party. I'd feel pretty rubbish. At least I would if that was a real situation, Wayne. Not a chance, mate. The thing is, I'm going to give you the opportunity today. For those of you here that have never had the opportunity or never thought about it that way, I want to give you the chance to become, I suppose, a supporter of Jesus. Because when you decide that you want to support the champions, when you decide that you want to follow the champion, then you get to share in everything that the champion does. And you get to share in the victory that the champion wins. And it's by doing that, by saying to Jesus, I'm going to follow you, I want to share in your victory. It's called becoming a Christian, really. So I'm going to give people the opportunity to do that, that have never done that before. But I also want to pray for those people out there that feel like that white tomb. Actually, on the outside, they give this, oh, I'm okay, thanks very much. Thanks very much, everybody, I'm fine. They give that kind of off, and I know I fall into that. Sometimes I fall into the trap of being a Christian instead of being a friend of Jesus. Do you know what I mean by that? Sometimes I get into the trap of doing the right things because actually all I've done is reduce Christianity and what Jesus did to a set of rules and laws that I've got to follow, and if I don't do it, then I'm going to hell and everything's going to be bad and blah, blah, blah. But that's not what being a Christian is about. Being a Christian is about being friends with Jesus and celebrating with Jesus and having a laugh, and all these things are happening over here that Jesus has achieved for us, and we get to share in it because we're friends with him. Not because we do the right things, but because we're friends with him. So I want to pray for those guys as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray a prayer, a line at a time. I'd like everybody to bow your heads and to close your eyes. There's nothing magical that happens when we do this. It just helps us to focus on what we're thinking or what we're saying instead of being distracted by the bloke on the stage picking his nose or scratching his bum. We're going to pray. And if you want to say this after me, in your head or out loud, it's up to you, but here we go. Dear God, thank you for Christmas. Thank you that this was when you sent your son Jesus to to save me from the punishment that I deserve for the wrong things I do. I know I've done and that I still do things that hurt others. And I know that these things hurt you too. Please forgive me. I believe, I choose to believe, that Jesus is your Son. And that he beat death when he died on the cross and then rose again. So I never have to be scared. And so I can be forgiven for all of the wrong things that I do. And so that I can be friends with you and know you as a perfect Father. I choose now to follow Jesus from now on and for the rest of my life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit to help me live the way that Jesus lived. And fill me with your amazing peace. Help me to know what Christmas is really about. In Jesus' name, amen. Fantastic. Now, if you prayed that prayer, or if you were, you felt that anything I said earlier on about the tomb thing if, applies to you, then at the end of the meeting, we're going to have some guys over in this corner down here, and the prayer team. Jan, give us a wave. Jan's going to head that all up. That's Jan over there, but she'll be down here by this screen. If you want to respond to anything, or you want to tell someone that you prayed that prayer, then come speak to us over here in the corner. It'd be really great to see you. It's really important that you tell someone as well, because, well, just kind of cements it really a bit. That's all I've got to say, guys. Thanks very much for listening.